Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kelsey Sheets with Launching Arrows joins us on today's program to talk about the organization and their upcoming All Active Days this Saturday and again in August. Well, Kelsey, I've had a chance to talk to you over the years about an organization you run, in addition to being a middle school special needs teacher, called Launching Arrows. Let our listeners know if they haven't heard of that before, if maybe it's been a while since they've heard it, what Launching Arrows is all about.
Launching Arrows was an organization I started really to just make sure that students are able to participate in all activities despite any financial strain that might cause on their family. That's kind of where it started and what the idea was. And since then, we've kind of branched out and done a lot of our events around individuals with special needs, not just students, but kids of all ages, just to make sure everyone knows they're loved. We're keeping everybody involved in the community and really just kind of taking that financial piece out of their laps and taking care of that for them.
And now where people may have heard about this was over the last couple of years, you had a prom. That's not done. It's not gone away.
Right.
But you've kind of changed the scheduling of that. And that's always a special night. I've been there at least one of the years to do the red carpet ceremony. So while people may have heard of the prom and see that it's not here this year, the idea is to kind of keep it fresh and still very exciting for the participants.
Yes, absolutely. Our thought was if we did it every other year, that would still keep it exciting, but we wouldn't lose the momentum that we might lose having it every single year. So still happening. We'll have it again May of 2020 and then do it every other year after that.
And so one of the other events that you are starting this summer kind of carries out from what's already happening at the schools with their peer PE class, and it's called an all-active event focusing on baseball. What does all-active mean, and why was baseball the choice this summer?
All-active kind of is based around the concept that everyone can participate. So everything will be modified to allow participation for all. We've done all active events in the past that was more of a peer PE for the community. So we invited people to come in and play volleyball with beach balls or noodle tag, a bunch of different activities that can be modified for anyone that wanted to participate. And this year we're kind of focusing on baseball. So we've had a lot of people kind of express interest in the sport, more for leisure activities, but also understanding that some of our individuals are limited to their participation when it comes to school sports or maybe more club sports just because of the safety piece. So we really just wanted to create an opportunity for those individuals to continue to participate in a sport that they love with their community members that's safer for them. And we, again, offer modifications, and we're going to make it work any way that we need to for everyone to be involved.
And that's an important piece because you're a middle school teacher, and both the middle school and high school have a program like this that involves the high school students as well. Talk about what you've seen, not only from the students who have disabilities who get a chance to play, but the peers who come in, the quote-unquote from the general population, and the impact it has on both individuals when they're in that classroom setting.
The program has been a wonderful program, both physically and socially. And I would say socially and emotionally, that's where I see the most impact on our individuals as well as the peers that help out and the community members that come in. Really just embracing the differences and accepting everyone. And these individuals have a lot to offer, and they touch everybody's hearts that they come in contact with. And so just not only are we creating an opportunity for the individuals with disabilities, but we're also creating this opportunity for community members as well. I can't tell you how much these individuals impact me every day, all year long, and I just want to be able to share that with everyone else.
So when we think about the event coming up here, June 22nd from 10 to noon and August 10th from 10 to noon, when you mean all active, you hope everybody comes out.
I hope everybody comes, all ages, everybody, community members. It's a family event. So if you're interested in participating and maybe you have kids or a wife or someone like that wants to, bring them. The more the merrier. We just want everyone to be involved and just come enjoy community and fellowship and just a great baseball game, I guess.
Now, there is some information people may need to bring, especially if they have a student with a disability, intellectual, physical, whatever it might be. You do need some liability forms, but otherwise the purpose is that the baseball is going to be modified to whatever challenge someone may have.
Exactly. We will have liability release forms that are required just for everyone's protection. Those can be scanned or emailed, and it's completely free to everyone. So, like I said, it's just an opportunity for anyone and everyone, despite any limitations you may have, to come and participate to the best of your ability.
But if people want to help, maybe beyond just showing up and watching the game, there are ways to help the organization with this event and others throughout the year.
Yeah, we always have people ask or say, you know, I can't make it, but how can I help? And so just something simple for this event would be even just donating bottled water or granola bars, something like that. We just want everyone to stay hydrated and feeling good. So definitely coming is awesome. We would love to have as many people participate. But again, beyond that, if you're interested in helping, bottled water and some snacks or something.
And did you want to mention those others that are helping you with this event?
Yeah, absolutely. Amy Belding is a huge advocate for my organization. She's the Pelham Middle School PE teacher, and she's just got a heart for everyone, but particularly those with special needs. And she has a vision. She can look at something in an activity, and she can know how to help or how to modify it. Ben and Katie Andrews, they're actually parents of one of my students, but they've participated in all of the events we've done so far, volunteering, and they're very knowledgeable about baseball, and so they're kind of taking over the coaching side of it for me. And then again, Knights of Columbus is one of our large supporters here in Pella, and we're very thankful for their volunteer work and the funding and everything that they provide for us every year.
Once again, that was Kelsey Sheets with Launching Arrows. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.